This is Marlene Erla. Today's date is December 2nd, and the time is 4 p.m. I will be interviewing Fred Yost of Cass City, Michigan. Topics to be discussed are farming and history of Cass City.
Good at this. There we go.
That's all right. Mm-hmm. If there's a flaw in it, why nobody will ever.
Nobody will know, huh? How many years did you say you farm?
Well.
About 40?
Well, let's see. I gotta get that. I can tell you about right to the right time. I got two books that I've wrote. What happened, that is what I'd worked, and what happened, deaths, births, marriages, and everything is recorded on two books.
On two books. So you kept a record like a diary, huh?
Right.
Did you really?
That's what it is. Yeah, and if you want to know anything about any day, from 1907 on to the present day, I can tell you what I've done.
Mm-hmm. Didn't you tell me something about you raised a barn?
Well, I built a barn in 1907.
Uh-huh.
Got the logs out from the river flats, and there was no sawmill around close. I drawed that all up with a team, 40 by 50. Great big high hip roof barn.
Mm-hmm.
And the thing is, I had a fella come and hew it, an old man. That is squared up, see.
I see.
Yeah. And in 1907, I built that barn after November the 2nd. 2nd of November, had a barn raising.
Oh, that's what you did.
Yeah. Yeah, it's still alive.
Still? Is it still standing?
Huh?
Still, the barn's still standing?
In the winter.
It is, huh?
Yeah, next year when hay was ready, I had everything ready to put it in.
Uh-huh. You're all set.
Yeah. Of course, that ain't so long ago.
Well, that's 1907. That's a little while ago. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
How far out in the country were you?
Well, you go a mile east and 2 miles north and then a quarter mile east again,
mm-hmm.
Second place.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Well, you had quite a ways then to bring your grain into town, didn't you?
Well, the horse has done that.
Mm-hmm. How long did it take you to come to town?
Well, it just depended on how tired the horse was.
Oh, I see. That's what it depended, huh?
Did they play it out?
Oh, it's okay. That's all right.
1911.
That's when you got your first car.
Right.
Were they here in, is that when they came, first car was here in Cass City?
I was out in the country, yes.
When you were out in the country when you got.
Yeah, I was out there and lots of them would come in the evening, Wednesday night or Saturday night. The thing was, they'd ride in with me and leave their horses in my barn.
Oh, you were the driver.
I was the chauffeur.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. What kind of a car did you have?
EMF.
An EMF?
Yeah.
But who made that car?
Well, it was Flanders and Everett. Uh-huh. The other one I just don't recall.
I see.
There were three companies in one.
Oh. How much did you pay for your car?
It is a second-hand one.
Second-hand?
But it would go 50 miles an hour without any trouble.
Oh, you need to go that fast, huh?
Yeah. Well, the problem always was, the fellow that I bought it out, he was going west. Mm-hmm. And the thing is, he says, Fred, I want to sell you a car. Yeah. Well, the problem always was, I don't know if I'd happen to tell you, everybody's got my note and the mortgage on the farm. The thing is, maybe you won't be so anxious to have any sales talk.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the problem always is, I'll take you on. So he drawed up a note and I eventually paid for it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
How much did you say it cost?
Huh?
How much did you say you paid for it?
$650.
For your and that was second hand.
Right.
Uh huh.
But that time it was a shut up.
Did you have trouble getting gas?
Went down where the Opry House is today.
Mm-hmm.
Used to be. He had it. 10 cents a gallon.
10 cents.
Yeah. That'll take you a long way.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe the thing didn't have enough octane in it. Maybe the thing didn't always go very good.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. It ain't like today.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't happen to put it in.
Mm-hmm.
But then you just had to crank it. If it happened to stop.
Stop.
You're another's away you go.
Mm-hmm.
Smiling.
What were the roads like? The roads weren't very good, were they?
There was no pavement.
No pavement.
Down through here was mud.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You probably had quite a bit of trouble then in the spring. You had to use your horse, huh?
Well, the problem all is that it would make her.
Would get through.
It could go through a water hole and splash a little, but the thing is, you just had to go along with it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, I drove 61 years. A car, mm-hmm. truck, implement dealer. I worked at that 19 years. Delivered and set up machinery and
uh-huh.
I had all kinds of jobs collecting and getting stuff, replacement parts and tractors at Saginaw Harvester Company.
How much did a good tractor cost?
Well, here's the problem without a tractor. You see, you bought the tractor in a minimum of so much. And then they had to have a pair of fenders and a pulley and a power takeoff and all that that was added in.
I see. Mm-hmm.
And that tractor now, it's called an H,
mm-hmm.
that itself around 900
mm-hmm.
at that time.
How long ago was that?
Well, that's about, I would say,
'Cause
just how many, right through the month.
Well, that's all right, that's all right.
Well, that got the most of it uncovered.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. But they had to buy the fenders for the tractors. That was extra.
Well, it wasn't lawful without, because if they happen to get a poor driver, of course they ain't got any now. The thing is, he'd get out on the wheel and throw him off.
Mm-hmm,
mm-hmm. Yeah, the thing is, you had to have the fenders. Yeah, and the problem is, the power takeoff, you know, you used to have that. And all of them was added in along with the
mm-hmm.
with the 900.
I see, I see. Do you recall when there was war? Were there different things that were rationed? Do you remember things that you had to ration, like were there gas or any kind of food you could?
When I worked down there 19 years, went through 2 depressions. Mm-hmm. And I couldn't even have a flat spare tire. I come in from Saginaw one time with a big load, tire went down. Mm-hmm. Well, the problem out is I didn't have a spare. Well, then the thing was, I hitchhiked up to Carroll. I told the dealer there I had to have a tire. Well, he says you can't buy one. But I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll let you hire one for a certain length of time. So then I was smiling again. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. You couldn't get tires then during the war.
Well, that was all rationed, even your gas.
Gasoline?
You had to have gas stamps. Mm-hmm. And if you didn't have them, you didn't get no gas. Mm-hmm. Yep.
What about food? Do you recall any food?
Well, that was rationed. Mm-hmm. The problem of it was a substitute. You had to buy some cornmeal. Uh-huh. And that might have been a little bit moldy too, but then they didn't charge you anything extra for that.
Didn't charge you for the mold. Huh?
Yeah.
I see.
Oh, yeah. Oh. Well, that's the way I lived all my life.
Uh-huh.
Is this thing going?
This is UC. You worked with him.
Yeah.
He was the first settler here in Cassidy?
Well, he was one of them.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
He's right here. See, I've got everything down. My mind's right there.
What did Mr. C do as his first settlement? Did he organize the town?
Well, he was one of the settlers, along with all these. These fellows here.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
See, there they are, all these old buzzards.
Did you work with those men?
Yes, I know them all.
Uh-huh.
And there was one here, my father died in 1900.
Mm-hmm.
And this man here, he was the judge of probate.
Who, John Lang?
Yeah, John Lang.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the problem of it was, them days, it didn't go through the government.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
He said, the mother and 3 boys. The thing is, we was all hard up at that time. The father died in 1900. And he just had enough money in the bank, $300, to bury him. Mm-hmm. And this man said, you folks wouldn't do anything crooked. The thing is, I'll get this registered deeds. Here he is right here. Mm-hmm. I know him.
You knew him, huh?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, he's laid there 73 years, 6th to last August.
Mm-hmm. I see where there were quite a bit of different kind of factories in town. Did you work in any of the factories? There were some... it mentioned.
Oh, no. No, I worked at the implement business at that time.
Uh-huh.
Till I retired.
Uh-huh. Till you retired, that's what you've done.
I retired getting wood and selling it for fireplace wood.
Yeah, I see that. You could have good business now.
Well, the problem is I'm out.
Uh-huh. You're out of the business now.
Yeah.
Oh, dear.
Yes, I sold Bassett. That's the big manufacturer here. I sold him over $100 worth for 4 years.
Mm-hmm.
Delivered it to him.
Mm-hmm.
But no.
No more, huh?
No.
I see here one of the chapters in the book was, do you remember your parents telling you much about the fire that went through?
Oh, that was in the early fire, 1911.
81. Fire 81.
Well, I was born the third day of November, and the fire was pretty well out. But my folks, they had a well dug, a square hole, and boarded up. And they put their eats and their stuff all in there because the fire was surrounding them. Mm-hmm. And they had everything in there that they wanted to save in case the buildings burned.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And about 40% of the farmers around different places, they burned out entirely.
I see.
Yeah. That was what the talk was. I wasn't old enough.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I noticed that.
Yeah. But that was what they claimed. And we lived 3 miles and a half from here. I was born out in the woods. And the problem of it was, take all the men here Sunday afternoon would walk out there and back again.
Is that right?
Well, you probably know Laura Meyer up here.
Yeah.
Her dad, he's right here where Pitcherman here.
Neitzel?
That was his place of business. Yeah. Is this thing going yet?
Yep, I think it is. Still going.
Great big long field this morning.
This morning what time?
Sunrise.
Sunrise.
You see a big streak.
Is that right?
Yeah, it's here.
Mm-hmm.
You'll see it tonight.
You have to watch for it.
Yeah, well, that's why the reason I brought this up.
I see, because you was in 1923 then.
Yeah.
You were seeing the sun and the moon and the stars.
Yeah.
At 9 o'clock in the morning.
But don't record that, or they think that old bugger's stupid.
No, no, they won't. No, no. When you used to do all this work, what kind of pay did you get, Mr.? What kind of pay did you get? How much pay did you get?
Oh, no, we're getting to the angle now.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, well, the thing is, $22.50 a week.
That's what it is.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
$22.50. Yeah. That is my highest pay.
That's most.
Social Security isn't bound up much.
Mm-hmm. That was for how many hours did you work, Bobby?
Well, the thing is, I was there every morning at 6:45.
Mm-hmm.
And I get home, get all washed up. And the problem always was, somebody'd come in, Fred, gotta have parts. Well, maybe I'd be down there till 10 o'clock. Well, then the problem of it was, they'd sit down and light their pipe, you know, and they have a stove. And maybe it'd be 11 o'clock.
Is it with you, huh?
Yeah, well, the heck of it is, the customer. And Saturday night, it was most generally pretty close to the midnight. Awful cold.
Spent lots of time, huh?
Yeah.
You feel
that answers your question.
Yeah. Would you prefer these days or in the days that you lived?
Well,
when you were younger.
The thing is about what I thought about it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the problem of it is, them days it is live and let live.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But whether that would be the case today is a horse of a different color.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So I don't think I better get in on that.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, people was people.
Mm, that's right. Mm-hmm.
Now you go uptown, you elbow down there, maybe somebody will look at you and talk with you. It's just lucky if they do.
Mm-hmm.
Them days everybody was sociable.
Yes.
Don't that sound that logical?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Although lots of the people that were here probably knew each other. There's so many more people today.
Yeah.
That you don't have a chance to
A lot of his friends that are old are gone.
Mm-hmm.
See, I haven't got no relation, only a daughter and a brother's daughter.
Mm-hmm.
The thing is, this will be the end of it.
Uh-huh.
When I leave the world behind.
I see. You only had one brother?
I had two, but they're both dead.
Oh, you had two brothers and they're both gone.
Yeah.
Oh, I see.
Yeah. Yeah, the both dead.
Yeah, you've seen, you know, a lot of changes come about in so much.
Yeah, I don't like this last change.
Which is that?
The way it is today.
No, I know. I don't think none of us do, especially. No.
No, I don't care for that. I don't go along. I've got to go along with it, but...
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know what you mean.
Yeah. Yeah, my father died when I was 18 years old. Mm-hmm. And ever since been on mowing. Still on the tax roll.
Yes, I know you are. I saw you when you came down to get your senior citizens form.
Yeah.
Yeah, they always keep you on the tax roll, don't they?
Yeah. 3-4 years.
Mm-hmm.
That's all. That ain't so long.
No. I suppose your taxes have really taken a jump from
Now there's an exemption.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, well, the problem all it is, it ain't quite so bad. Yeah. Not quite so bad.
Sort of helps you out a little bit, huh?
Huh?
Helps you out a little bit.
Well, the problem of it is, got enough sale tax to make up for it. Right? they get you on every angle.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's for sure. Oh, dear. Well, I appreciate
that. That ought to answer your questions. That ought to hold, huh?
I think
so. If it don't, there'll be a reason.
Probably. But you don't have, you know, there's not too many of your folk, of your friends left.
No.
No. That you, majority of them are all gone.
Yeah, they're pretty well all. Yeah. Yeah, the problem is, they've all left this world behind. Yeah. Well, this book has quite a help to you.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
This gives you the history of the whole thing. Yeah. Yes, I know what most of these pictures here, people.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. The old roller mill used to be where they made flour, where this Chivalry garage is here. And they bought 4 foot wood to make the heat and the steam. They bought wood for that.
Oh, to make the steam for
it. When we used to get tractors down here, there's a picture right there. I'll show you. Tell you how we took them off in the track.
Mm-hmm.
We got a lot of railroad ties and put them so it was a flat car and then drove them down over them logs.
Oh, is that right?
So we got bumps enough along with it.
Mm-hmm.
That's the way we had to unload them.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, you got to shut off.
Mm-hmm.